Also, I blame the title of today's message upon my penmanship, because it's supposed to be the stewardship of the life of the in the life of the church, and I could easily see how my scribble could be misconstrued as the word Christ instead of church. However, I really do like this, so we might end up having a stewardship series of 6 instead of 5 parts, and stewardship in the life of the Christ. I think I'm going to make one of the sermons because I really like the title. I think it's really appropriate. So, first week in February, looks like will be stewardship also, unless I edit out one of the other ones, because I like that one. Okay. Enough commercials. Let's get into the meat of the matter. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Acts chapter 11, 19th verse. And we're going to be looking at what God's Word has to say about the church here. Acts chapter 11, verse 19. Now those who have been scattered by the persecution in connection with Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, telling the message only to Jews. Some of them, however, men from Cyprus and Cyrene, went to Antioch and began to speak to Greeks also, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. The Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. News of this reached the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the evidence of the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. Disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. During this time, some prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them, named Agabus, stood up and through the Spirit predicted that a severe famine would spread over the entire Roman world. This happened during the reign of Claudius. Disciples, each according to his ability, decided to provide help for the brothers living in Judea. This they did, sending their gift to the elders by Barnabas and Saul. Let's pray. Father, we come before you this morning. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to hear your word. Lord, we ask you to open our hearts and our minds to see how your word applies to us this day and how it's new and fresh each and every day. Lord, we seek you and your face, and we seek to be better followers of you. And in particular, Lord, we want to be better stewards. Show us how to do this. Lord, I pray for your anointing to be upon me as I preach this morning, that I wouldn't be speaking out of my own self, but out of the leading and infilling of your Holy Spirit. That you, Lord, would be the one glorified and lifted up. We come before you this morning, Lord, to give you praise and to worship you. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the actual title is Stewardship in the Life of the Church. And we can see in this passage the life of the church in Antioch. Antioch, that place where we first became known as Christians, followers of Christ. Followers of the Messiah. How did they garner that name? What was it about them? What made them different than what they saw as the head of the church, the elders, who, and the home church that was still in Jerusalem, where most of the what was left of the 11 apostles were. That's where they were. They were there in Jerusalem. Well, what was the church in Antioch doing? First off, they were sharing the most valuable gift that God had given them, the gospel. They were sharing it not just with other Jews, but with Greeks. Seriously. Greeks. Literally, they were sharing with non-Jews. Gasp! I mean, this was something that really wasn't being done before. This was what this church was doing. And we know that this is what they were supposed to do because it's immediately after it says that, we see the Lord's hand was with them. And a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. Okay? God is showing that this is what He wants the church to do. Now, this is, of course, in line with His Word, because anybody ever hear of the Great Commission passage where we were given this little job of taking the gospel to the whole world? Jesus gave that job to us. He also gave it to them. First to them before it could get to us. Which of them am I talking about? The church in Antioch. And they took the gospel and they shared it and God blessed it. And people, that's stewardship. Because they have taken that gift which God gave them, the gospel, a renewed relationship with God, forgiveness of sin, they shared that with others who didn't know God. And God blessed it and used it. So they stewardship, as we talked about earlier, is taking the blessings, the gifts that God is giving them, those resources that He's given us, and doing with it what He has directed us to do for His honor and glory. So the church was given the gospel to share with the world, and they did it. And God blessed it. Good stewardship, number one. Good stewardship, point number two. The church back in Jerusalem heard about what was going on. They sent this guy Barnabas, who was recognized as somebody who had some spiritual heft, some discernment. Everybody honored and respected this man. They knew he was godly. And he was their problem solver of the time. Maybe you've met somebody like that who's a troubleshooter. That was Barnabas. He was sent down to say, what's going on down there? And he got there and he said, whoa, this is awesome. You need to be true. Remain true to the Lord with all your heart. Hold it. Pastor, are you telling me that stewardship is about remaining true to God with all my heart? Yeah. Doesn't sound complicated, does it? Trust me, it's more difficult than it sounds. Anybody ever have your heart wander just a little bit? Don't tell Donna. You look at something and go, oh. No. We're to stay true to God with all our heart. Remaining true to the Lord. Stewardship point number two. Number three. The church in Antioch. They had some new people, things going on. And Barnabas saw what was happening. He said, be true to the Lord. But he didn't say, you know, this is good. And leave it be. He said, this is good. What does God want us to do to make it better? He sought God's will. And God kind of gave him a little poke and reminded him about this guy named Saul who was kind of a problem for the church in Jerusalem. They didn't, so they kind of shipped him off to back home. So go home to Tarsus so you're not such a problem for us. You know, we know that God spoke to you, that he met with you on that road to Damascus, but we really don't know what to do with you here. Barnabas was involved with this little church difficulty too. That's why I thought, oh, perfect guy. They don't have all the old baggage down here. It's a little removed. And God is really on Saul. This church needs what Saul has. I'm going to go get him. Barnabas went and brought back Saul. And really took him deep into the Word. Because you need to remember, Saul knew God's Word. He'd spent his whole life studying God's Word. It really wasn't until Jesus met him on the Damascus Road that the light dawned on just what it really meant. But he knew it inside and out. Like nobody's business. They looked to improve and add to their congregation, and they did. Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for the whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. Taught great numbers of people. That's an encouraging word for any pastor, for any teacher. Yeah. This is stewardship. Not being satisfied with, we're doing okay, but saying, looking around saying, what can we do better? And following God's lead. Number four point that I find in this passage. They sacrificially gave to help others. They had this prophet who came and he spoke. He said, there's going to be a famine throughout the entire Roman world. Now, Antioch was part of that. But yet, the response of the people in Antioch was not self-centered. They didn't say, oh, good thing we got a warning. Now we're going to save up all we can for us. We're good. That would be the response of most people to such a thing. Instead, what happened in Antioch was the prophecy was given. And they believed, first off. That's always a good thing to do when God's word is spoken, is to believe. But they believed this was going to happen. And then they were moved with compassion for the church back in Jerusalem and Judea. You say, that area is a place that, you know, while things are going to be tough here, things are going to be really tough there. One, they didn't get the warning. Two, things are just kind of barely getting by over there as it is. You know what? We need to send a gift to them so that they can get through this tough time. They gave sacrificially. When things were going to be tight for them already. Okay, remember this famine was going to be over the whole Roman world, which included them. So times were going to be tough for everybody, but they said, you know what? We're going to help our brothers and sisters where we know things are going to be a little bit harder. Wow. So they gave sacrificially. Officially, to help somebody else's need. And then lastly, they sent part of their own body, leaders within their own group, to share that blessing with the people back in Jerusalem and Judea. Disciples, each according to his own ability, decided to provide help for the brothers living in Judea. This they did, sending their gift to the elders by Barnabas and Saul. Now, Barnabas and Saul had been instrumental in the growth and the newfound strength in the church in Antioch. I mean, they'd been the main guys, main teachers for a year. And they say, oh, okay, we're going to bless this group over here. Gather it up. We think you two are the best to go. We're going to sacrifice and send you guys to be the bearers of this blessing that we're sending. So good stewardship here wasn't holding the blessing to themselves, but giving it away. They sent leaders from there to represent the whole congregation. Now, remember, this wasn't one or two individuals. This was the body working together. This is what the church was doing. While the church is made up of individuals, Scripture refers to us as the body. The body. Not bodies, plural, but body, singular. And the body at Antioch. Sent. Part that was very valuable to help part of the body that was in Jerusalem. Recognizing that helping one helps the whole. You know, if this hand hurts, it affects the rest of the body. If both my hands are out of commission, I'm going to have difficulty doing a lot of things, or just one hand out of commission. But if I can have one hand help the other while maybe one hand is, things get better. So we look at this. Okay, how do we now take these lessons and apply them to us here in the church? Right? That's really what's important. Is think about this. How can we share the gifts that God has given us? Not just within those who already know Christ, but also those who don't. How can we do this and remain true to the Lord with all our hearts? And all that we're doing, we need to be remaining, keeping God at the center of our heart. We need to look to improve who we are. We can't just be satisfied. You know what? We're growing a little bit. We're at the percentage rate we're growing, we're good. You know, we just added 5 new people today. Huh? We should be happy. We should be satisfied. And the answer is no. We don't want to be satisfied with where we're at. We want to look to see what can we do better. Can we do better? What does God want us to do? What resources has God put out there and saying, this is here for you. All you got to do is go get it. Access that resource and then use it. Saul was just sitting over there in Tarsus, just cooling his heels, going. So Barnabas showed up and brought him back. And then the two of them taught and got that church really into the Word of God for a year. And at the end of that year, you see a church that is one hearing and believing God's Word, and two, acting upon it in a selfless manner. This is the church. This is what the church is intended to do with the gifts that God has given us. This is what we are intended to model to other churches and to the world. And we're not supposed to be satisfied that that we just do well here. We're supposed to make sure that we're going out and helping others where we can. This is why we send Carolyn to Laos. She's just one of the many who are part of this congregation or part of the larger body of the CMA who are part of that outward outreach. We send her with our gift, our prayers. For God's glory. This is stewardship, people. You say, it doesn't sound like stewardship, Pastor. It sounds... No, it's really, this is stewardship. Stewardship all is about, first and foremost, remembering that the gifts that we have are God's. And then doing what it is that He has directed us to do it in the manner that He has directed to do it. This is what He wants us to do and how He wants us to do it. We need to follow these examples. And then we as a church, well, I pray that we will be known as Christians. I really do. Let's pray. Father, we come before You this morning and we just thank You, Lord, that we here, we have Your Word and we have the blessings of Your gifts which You have gifted us with, and first and foremost being the gospel and a restored relationship with Jesus. Lord, might we not be hesitant to share these gifts with others. But Lord, might we remember to do that always. Might we always keep You first in our hearts and remain true to You. Lord, we ask that You would show us where and how You would have us to sacrifice. And might we be faithful to do so as You direct. And might we take that sacrifice and give it as You've directed, so that Your blessing can go forth and the body can be blessed. Lord, that Your light might shine wherever we are. Lord, we pray that we here at Northbrook might indeed be known as Christians because of our stewardship, because of our relationship, and the truth that we are indeed Christ followers. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.